This is Twit.
So Zoom.
That's what
Zoom
it
is an interesting story. I'm with you, Christina, because I remember when Zoom a year ago got a lot of heat because basically they were installing malware on Macintoshes. And I don't think they did it out of any malicious intent. They wanted to make it really easy to start a Zoom teleconference. So what they did when you installed Zoom on your Mac, they installed a web server. Hey, what could possibly go wrong? They installed a web server on your Mac, and that was so you could click a link, would download the software, it would run the conference. You know, when you uninstalled Zoom, it left the web server running. Again, so that should you ever want to do another Zoom conference, you just click. It's amazing. I thought I uninstalled that. It's still there. It became a problem when hackers started to use it as a gateway into Macs. Apple, Zoom did nothing. Apple eventually, nothing. They ignored it. They said, yeah, fine. It's intentional. That's a sign.
When the security researcher reported to them, they were like, no, this is intentional. This is what we want.
Yeah, we wanted to do that. Apple actually had to ship a patch to the operating system to get rid of it. Eventually, Zoom capitulated. But that was a black mark for the company and made me suspect them as maybe not the best people. There were other issues. Along comes COVID. Everybody's conferencing. Suddenly, Zoom goes from 10 million active users in a month in December to 400 million. I think it's almost 600 million now. It's huge. The stock price goes through the roof. They've got tons of money. They hear people. They say, oh, you're worried about our security. We're sending data through China. That's not good. Okay, we're going to hire the best in the business. They went out. They hired Alex Stamos. They went out. They got Katie Mazouras' company. They went out and they bought Keybase. And they got the best cryptographers. And they brought them in all in. And Steve Gibson was impressed. These guys wrote a white paper. Steve said, this is our security guy, security now. This is great. This is exactly the right thing. This is the way to do it. But then they made some funny noises. Last week, the CEO, Eric Yuan, of Zoom said, we're going to have end-to-end encryption. They were always claiming end-to-end encryption, even though it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It was decrypted at the servers. We're going to have end-to-end encryption, but we won't have it for free users. We want they literally said we want law enforcement to be able to get into those conferences. Okay. But then they also said, and this was the thing Steve got upset on Tuesday. He was reading this. He said, they also said two conflicting things. They said, we'll have encryption for paid users. And then they said, but we'll have the keys, which means the whole thing about law enforcement can access the free accounts. Law enforcement can access all the accounts. They don't have end-to-end encryption, and they don't intend to put it in. They got paid for these wonderful people to write this white paper, and they're not going to do it. Is my
where I'm from, we call that talking out the side of your neck.
That reminds me of what BlackBerry did for many, many years. Is the BlackBerry would always talk about how great their encryption was on their devices, and really, on their bez and whatnot, their biz, and really, they would just hand the keys over to law enforcement.
They gave it to China. They gave it to Russia. Anybody who asked said, "Oh yeah, you want the server keys? No problem. Here you go." So now the latest thing is on the anniversary of the Tiananmen massacre, an American Chinese activist in America had a Zoom conference talking about it. Some people in China joined the conference. Chinese government went to Zoom, said, ban that guy. Yeah. And they shut down an American Zoom account.
Son of a mother.
No, they've shut down a lot of American Zoom accounts. And it's quite frankly shameful. I mean, they're just like, yeah, we'll do end-to-end encryption, except we won't, and we'll charge you for it. I mean, this is
and the minute content. President Xi comes to us and says, shut it down, we don't. Now, I understand. Look, Apple does that in China. Apple just took two apps out of the App Store.
Microsoft and Yahoo as well. Yeah.
But that's because they're in China and they're doing business in China. They have to follow the laws of the country they're in. So you could make some case for that. But that's different from shutting down American activists in America because China asked you to. Now, Zoom is an American company, but all the coding is done in China by three separate Chinese companies. I still think Zoom has tight ties to the Chinese regime. And I honestly do not trust Zoom.
No, I'm honestly, I avoid it wherever possible. I do find it particularly galling when they're just like, okay, well, we will provide end-to-end encryption, and then they just don't. I mean, as you pointed out, they will hand this over to whichever government asks for it. So, yeah, don't trust
them. It's not end-to-end. If they have the keys, that ain't end-to-end.
I mean, when they first started, I mean, okay, when COVID really kicked in, and it was kind of like, well, it's a small startup. They can't be expected to have
got
all the security. Yes. Yeah, you give them a pass on that. But then when they get in Stamos and Mazuris and, you know, the security A team, and then tell them, yeah, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to do what's convenient for us. The hell with them. You know, just dump the people.
They said, they told Bloomberg, yeah, we did it because China asked us to. But we won't do that again.
Yeah, right.
I mean, to me, it kind of goes back to, like, from the beginning, the reason that I got mad at them last year was because, like, I really think that they have a great product. But from installing malware, and that's what they did, to all of their security kind of talking out of both sides of their mouth, as Ant said, to, you know, handing things over to and just doing the dirty work of the Chinese government and, you know, shutting off a U.S. Person's access, it just shows that they have always put growth hacking and getting more users and placating others above the actual user base. And people pay for their product. Like, that's the thing. Like, you can't even say that this is a Google type of thing where you're the product. No, people pay a lot of money for Zoom. And Zoom has proven over and over and over again, I don't care who they hire, like, at a fundamental level with the company, they really care about getting more users and getting more contracts and making more money. And they don't care about the actual customers. And so for me, yeah, I won't use it. I mean, if I'm forced to, if somebody sends me a link with it, I'm obviously not going to not take the meeting because it's in Zoom. I'm not that hardcore, but I don't have an account. I won't give them my information. I'll use it only in a web browser, and I don't trust them. I just don't.
Yeah, when the Keybase acquisition happened, Mr. Laporte was pretty pissed off about it.
Yeah, you and I had just started connected on Keybase.
Yeah, and I challenged you on being pissed off about it, but I see where you're coming from. You saw the history, and you wasn't feeling it. And this right here is just looking like yet another point of proving you right. You know.
Well, I was sad because I used Keybase, but far more people use Zoom than Keybase. So the net was a good thing if the Keybase guys, who were some of the best crypto guys in the world, go to Zoom and add that crypto.
Right.
You know, the world's benefiting. I'm losing Keybase, and I found replacements for it, so it's not the end of the world. But it actually was the stimulus to create this server over here and a new website so that I had my own controlled website. But and Git and all that stuff. But when they – I have to say I've lost a little respect for Alex Stamos as well, who's defending this. And you know, he was the security guy at Facebook who left when he found out about Cambridge Analytica because they didn't tell him. He was the security guy before that at Yahoo who left because Yahoo didn't tell him about the billion record breach. Seems like Stamos, I don't know why he has such a good reputation. He's obviously very smart, but it seems like he's leaving burning buildings quickly. And I wonder how the fire started under his watch, right?
I was going to say, was he striking the match?
Yeah.
I love Alex in a lot of ways because he's a good security guy, but he does have this uncanny knack of jumping out of the building just before it goes
just
up in flames.
Just before it happens.
Yeah. You know, and it's like, and collecting the paychecks and signing the NDAs so he can't talk about it.
So Alex got on Twitter and defended Zoom. But what he said was kind of interesting. He basically, if you go through all of these tweets defending him, he basically said, we designed a system for them, but we're not implementing it, so I wash my hands of it.
Mm-hmm. Buddy, you don't have to do it.
Yeah, he doesn't have to do it. And then Zoom issued on June 4th, a statement that I think causes real cause for concern. They said Zoom's AES encryption is turned on for all Zoom users, free and paid. Zoom does not proactively monitor meeting content By the way, note that word proactively.
Mm.
Zoom does not proactively, in other words, we don't on our own monitor meeting content. We do not share information with law enforcement, except in circumstances like child sex abuse. Who could argue against that? Except, wait a minute. If you have end-to-end encryption, how could you share anything with law enforcement at all under any circumstance? Right. We do not have back doors where participants can enter meetings without being visible to others. None of this will change. Zoom's end-to-end encryption plan balances the privacy of its users with the safety of vulnerable groups, including children and potential victims of hate crimes. They're basically saying, I do not think that term means what you think it means, end-to-end right. encryption. Ending an encryption means Zoom can't in any form or fashion see what you're doing. But yeah. they've said, unless there's child sexual activity abuse, then okay. But that means you have the keys.
Right.
I mean, look, it's not an invalid stance to take. Just don't call it end-to-end
Just
encryption.
Just don't call it end-to-end encryption.
Yeah. And I'm personally bothered and frankly a little bit insulted by the rhetoric where they go, oh, well, you know, we care so much about privacy and safety of this group, and that's why we're going to work with law enforcement. BlackBerry did the exact same thing.
Of course. And always think of the children. Always.
Exactly. And it's like, okay, again, this is a valid stance to take, to say we value working with law enforcement other than other groups. That's fine. But don't try to gaslight us into what you're doing is actually the moral and noble thing. And right. B, claim that you have end-to-end encryption when you obviously, by its very definition, do not.
Yeah, I mean, it's the four horsemen of the apocalypse. So you've got pedophiles, organized crime, drug dealers, and terrorists. And these are always the same excuses which are rolled out for saying, yeah, we should have the right to say everyone's communications. And, you know, come on, we've grown beyond this.
Yeah, and I have to say, it's weird that Alex Stamos, on the one hand, says, oh, yeah, there's end-to-end encryption. And then at the end, he says, at no time does Zoom turn over the encryption keys to law enforcement. Do they have the keys? At no time does Zoom turn over the encryption keys to law enforcement. The issue here is whether Zoom's own employees can enter spaces they host, which is how all major trust and safety teams operate, and which is precluded by good E2E. But they have the keys, so they can. So it's not good E2E. Alex, which is it? So I'm a little disheartened. I had higher opinion of Alex Stamos before this. And I have to say, look, everybody uses Zoom. I have to use Zoom.
Unfortunately.
We use it at work because all our clients use Zoom and they want Zoom. Yeah. I can't convince them to use Jitsi. Sorry, but I can't. I tried. So we have to live with it. But understand, it is not end-to-end encrypted in the way that it's traditionally understood. They have the keys.
No.
Period.
Not at all.
Period. I agree with you, Christina. Then just say it. It's a legitimate stance. We have to have the keys. It is not end-to-end encrypted because we have to protect you. Is there any, and by the way, Stamos says, well, nobody else is end-to-end either.
Yeah, but they're not claiming that they are.
They're not claiming that they are.
That makes it right.